Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit returns to beautiful Orange County in the month of June. It's the LA County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with 9 great days of racing starting on Friday, June 20th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. The opening weekend program will feature the $100,000 Bertrando Stakes, plus the summer meet will include the running of the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 28th. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Friday, 4th of July. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, June 28th. You can win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. Our racing meet will also feature the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes on July 5th. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Friday, June 20th.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar, reminding owners and trainers to maximize your earning potential at Del Mar this summer. Ship and win. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, home of California's newest stallion, Forbidden Kingdom. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Raymond Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll bring in my co-host, John Lindo, in just 1 minute. We are 1 week in front of the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga. We're going to have a lot to say about that, as well as coverage today from Churchill Downs. It's the Stephen Foster preview day. 11 races on tap, 6 stakes races, an outstanding card there. They kick off at 9:45 Pacific time. 10 races today at Santa Anita, 1 o'clock post. Their feature is the Triple Ben, goes as the 7th race on the card. And also, we have Gulfstream Park today, 11 races, a couple $75,000 stakes races. New York is dark this weekend, and that 5-day Belmont Stakes Festival kicks off on Wednesday. They've already drawn races for Wednesday and Thursday. So, John Lindo, good morning. We have a lot to talk about today.
We do. Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Doing great. Excited about, well, that Churchill card today is outstanding. We've got a pick six carryover at Santa Anita, so we will dig into some handicapping for sure. But how about some news and notes first, John? It was announced the 26 and 27 Breeders' Cup sites. Tell us about it.
Well, we know Del Mar is hosting the Breeders' Cup this year down at Del Mar. Next year, 2026, the Breeders' Cup announced that Keeneland will host the Breeders' Cup, and that'll be in late October. And one of the reasons they cited was the over $100 million in capital investments in their capital construction project. And Breeders' Cup, in their press release, said that demonstrates their dedication to the remaining at the forefront of the sport. And then in 2027, for the first time since 2005, racing in the Breeders' Cup will be held in New York at the new Belmont Park facility that is being built. It should be done by the end, by September of next year. Should be ready to go. And so they have been handed the Breeders' Cup for 2027. Again, they're spending about $500 million in capital improvements at, in New York. And Bob, this kind of gets that feeling that you get from the Super Bowl. Whenever it seems they build a new football stadium around the NFL, the Super Bowl seems to end up there and helps get them going.
Well, Keeneland's hosted it a couple times, done a great job. Belmont, back in the day, hosted it a number of times. I'm excited to see the new Belmont facility, John. It's going to be a scaled-down version. The old Belmont was such a massive, massive place. You know, you've got the mile-and-a-half main track built to hold 100 and 125,000 people. So you're going to see a scaled-down Belmont, but just from the kind of renderings and drawings I've seen, it looks like it's going to be a spectacular facility.
Right. The old facility was about 1.25 million square feet. The new building will be 300,000 square feet. It's going to be five stories. And, yeah, again, looking at it, and obviously all the infrastructure as far as being able to handle things like Wi-Fi and everything else, the suites, everything will be updated and modernized. And I think the viewing platform for the paddock area on the back of the grandstand looks like it's going to be really interesting, too. So that'll be fun to see when it gets up and running. And, you know, it's been a little bit quiet over there with the Aqueduct getting so many of the dates. Don't race on the turf in the winter. They will have a synthetic track all that winter racing. And once they're up and running, it won't be long until Aqueduct is gone.
Well, let's get some updates on next Saturday's Belmont. It's at Saratoga for the second straight year. And, John, that five-day festival kicks off on Wednesday. It's going to be a tremendous week of racing up there. Tons of stakes, maidens, allowance. I don't think you'll see many claimers in the five-day stand there at Saratoga. So how about some updates on the contenders for next week's Belmont?
Well, there was some news this morning. A couple of the main contenders, Sovereignty, the Kentucky Derby winner, and Journalism, the Preakness Stakes winner, were supposed to work this morning at Saratoga, but they got quite a bit of rain last night. And as a result, both of those horses and the connections decided to postpone those works. They could possibly work tomorrow when the weather is going to be better, or in the case of Sovereignty, he could even wait until Monday. No big deal, according to connections, but it was just a matter of the weather postponing those works. One other note, as far as the field, we had talked about a field of six last Saturday. Since then, Uncaged, who was sixth in the Peter Pan Stakes for Todd Pletcher and owner Mike Rapoli, they're going to throw his hat in the ring come entry time on Monday. So right now, a possible field of seven, Uncaged, who we just mentioned, Journalism, Sovereignty, and Baeza, the 1-2-3 in the Kentucky Derby. Rodriguez worked yesterday at Santa Anita. I think he's scheduled to be flown out to New York today. He is a go based on his work yesterday at Santa Anita. And the winner of the Peter Pan Hill Road. So right now, prospective field of seven. Obviously, that could change before entry time on Monday.
And, John, you know, I was reading an article by Dave Grinning in DRF on Thursday, quoting Bill Mott. I thought some very interesting quotes regarding Sovereignty. And after reading these quotes, I think it was never in the game plan, win, lose, or draw, for Sovereignty to go into the Preakness, no matter what happened in the Kentucky Derby. Here's what Mott was quoted as saying. Quote, there was no reason physically why we couldn't have run in the Preakness. We had no excuse other than we didn't feel like it. The word Preakness, I don't think, ever came into our conversation. When you have a horse like that, you talk about a lot of things. Preakness was not one of them. John, I thought that was sort of strange. This might be a reach on my part, but I'm almost sensing a backlash on Belinda Stronach in First Racing for that whole Florida decoupling situation. And I think this was a case of, you know, maybe they didn't want to come back in 2 weeks, but I think they definitely did not want to play ball with anything involving Pimlico, Preakness, First Racing. Am I crazy, John?
You know, I kind of got the same feeling from the quotes. You know, Bill Mott has been stabled in Florida during the wintertime for decades. You know, they were throwing a curveball during Pegasus Week this year about the decoupling bill coming up in Florida and trying to separate the casino license from the racing license. In that case, if it does happen, then obviously, you know, the Stronach Group could put an end date on the live racing down there at Gulfstream Park and in Florida. So it has a big effect. You realize, you know, to come back in 2 weeks in this day and age is asking a lot for the horsemen. It's something that they don't do on a regular basis. So if you're going to do it, you're going to do it to help support an industry or, you know, an ownership group that's supporting you. If you're not getting that support, what is the rush to support them? And so it could be. I mean, it's just part of the thought process, I think, of trying to come up with a decision as where to go. And obviously the horse, it sounds like, was okay if they decided they wanted to do it.
John, let's talk about and recap the Grade 1 races we saw at Santa Anita last Monday, Memorial Day. That was an outstanding card. We had three Grade 1 races with really extremely exciting results. First of all, let's start with the Gamely, where Be Your Best wired the field for trainer Safi Joseph, jockey Arad Ortiz. They took it to him, John, went fast, high cruising speed, kept right on going. I thought a very impressive win by Be Your Best.
Be Your Best was outstanding in the Gamely, and this was the very first Santa Anita winner for trainer Safi Joseph Jr., who's winning everything around the country. They did what she wants to do. They put Be Your Best on the lead. She set a very fast pace in the mile and eighth. The half mile was 46 flat, and the six furlongs, 107.75. So it was no easy lead, and, Flavien Prat was doing his best to try and put some pressure on Be Your Best with no-show Sammy Joe, but when she kind of faded around the turn, Be Your Best just kept going, and she won easily. A very nice win. She obviously likes firm turf. I would not be surprised to see her maybe come back, and hopefully we'd see her at Del Mar during the summertime, because you know where the Breeders' Cup is at later this year, and she does like that firm turf, and she would get it at Del Mar.
Well, it didn't take Safi Joseph very long to get his second win at Santa Anita, because he came right back in the Hollywood Gold Cup. Same connections, Safi and Irad. Skippy Longstocking as the heavy favorite wore down a very stubborn Midnight Mammoth, who I thought ran huge, John. But Skippy Longstocking had just a little too much class, and they turned it into a two-horse race.
Right. The older handicapped horses in California have kind of been exposed a little bit. We've seen a lot of shippers come in. You know, we saw a Todd Pletcher shipper win the Santa Anita Handicap. You come back here with the Hollywood Gold Cup. And Skippy Longstocking, who was trying a mile and a quarter for the first time, and that was a question mark with him. And despite a wide trip, he was able to get the job done. And you're right, Midnight Mammoth, trained by Craig DeLossi, fought this horse every step of the way. But Skippy Longstocking proved best under Irad Ortiz, who also rode Be Your Best. So the East Coast connections came in and took a couple of graded stakes at Santa Anita last Monday.
And then the final Grade 1 was the Shoemaker Mile. Might have been the best of the three, at least as an exciting three-horse photo at the end. King of Gosford came running late under Flavien Prat, got by Mi Hermano Ramon and Cabo Spirit, who were kind of battling it out down the lane. I'll tell you, John, turning into the stretch, I thought Mi Hermano Ramon was a 1-9 shot. And he barely got by Cabo Spirit for second at the wire. All three ran well, an exciting race.
Yeah, and, you know, Cabo Spirit did something he doesn't usually do. He did not make the lead, which is usually what he needs for his best race. Goliad made the lead for Mike Smith, and Cabo Spirit tracked, and in turning for home, he did get the lead, and he really fought Mi Hermano Ramon. They were going at it all the way down the lane, and then you have, here comes that shadow, Flavien Prat and King of Gosford, and they kind of wore down the front runners to get up at the wire, but big performances by all three, and I miss watching Flavien Prat ride the grass in California on a daily basis.
Sad news that came out last Sunday, John. We lost a training giant in Christophe Clément, based on the East Coast. Didn't really know him, John. Had said hello a couple times. Did not realize he was only 59 years old. Seems like he's been winning and training and winning grade ones forever here in the United States. But certainly a Hall of Fame career. He's not in the Hall of Fame right now, inexplicably. Of course, he'll get voted in after his death, which always seems sad to me. But just a couple words on Christophe Clément. An unbelievably great career.
From what I understand, he was a terrific man, as opposed to a terrific trainer, too. He won recently the Grade 2 Man Award with Far Bridge at Aqueduct. That was on May the 10th. Even though he is probably known best as a turf trainer, you know, he won the Belmont Stakes with Tonalist, who also won the Jockey Gold Club and the Cigar Mile. He trained Giovanni, who was second to Zenyatta in the Breeders' Cup Classic, and that horse earned over $6 million. His only Breeders' Cup winner was Pizza Bianca on the grass at Del Mar. And he had a number of good horses like Forbidden Apple, Rutherian. You could go on and on. From what I understand, he was just terrific to young people getting started in the business. I love that he cited his biggest accomplishment as being his family. And starting with next Wednesday at Saratoga for that Belmont Festival, the Clément horses will be trained by his son, Miguel, who was his assistant for many years. So you'll see the name Miguel Clément next Wednesday at Saratoga, and I'd sure like to see him get a win during that Belmont Festival.
John, let's turn our attention to some handicapping now. I talked about that great Stephen Foster preview card with the six stakes races at Churchill. That late pick five is loaded, John, and I know you're going to be involved. You put out your selection sheet for both Santa Anita and Churchill. But one of the stakes races that you and I are going to preview is the 10th race on the card. It's the Blame. And there are three scratches in there, but it's still a solid field of seven, including a Kentucky Derby winner, a Breeders' Cup runner-up. John, what do you think of the Blame?
Well, first of all, the scratches in the Blame, the 10th at Churchill, number one, Katana, number five, Best Actor, and number seven, Most Wanted. All three will run tomorrow at Churchill Downs. I like number eight, Vanishing, coming out a huge performance in the Churchill Downs Stakes, where he dead-heated with Nisos, who runs today at Santa Anita. Banishing was second neck by Mindframe in that grade one race. He is no problem getting two turns. He's got tactical speed. Flavien Prat goes back to pick up that mount for Banishing. And with the scratches, some of the speed has come out of that race. I think Hall of Fame will be on the lead. Antiquarian for Todd Pletcher is stretching out after a good seven furlong sprint prep. And I think, you know, being the Kentucky Derby winner, I think number four, Mystic Dan, will take some money. You have a very honest horse named Post Time for Brittany Russell, but I think maybe he's a one-turn horse. So for me, Banishing, going the mile and eighth, works out a stocking trip under that guy Pratt. He's 9-2 in the program. He won't be that with the three late scratches, but he still may offer some value. So a little edge to Banishing and a good rendition of the Blame Stakes today.
As I mentioned, John, you did double duty, and I know you're going to go to Churchill for your radio play. Well, let's get the number out from the South Point, because the Lindo Report is there 4 days a week, and doesn't matter what track. If Santa Anita's not going on Thursday, you put out another track. Right now it's Churchill Downs, and get that number out. Call Steve Johnson. Get a hold of him like I did, John. I'm going up there for the 4th of July, and going to try to get you and Nell up there too, and we'll have a great weekend playing the races. And let's get the number of the South Point out and get your radio play at Churchill.
Well, if you want to get out to the South Point, 866-780-7223. You ask for Steve Johnson. He's the racebook manager. He'll tell you how you can get a Thoroughbred LA horse player's rate. And for a radio play, I'm going to go early on the card. It's a 9:45 first post time. I'm going to go to race number two. Number 11, One Cool Dude, comes back off the layoff. He runs very well fresh. The Jordan Blair barn is very good with horses off a layoff. He likes Churchill Downs. He's got three lifetime wins there. And with the speed drawn on the inside, I think from post to 11, he's going to fall into a good stocking trip in here. 8-1 on the program, I think a good trip at a nice price. Race number 2 at Churchill Downs, number 11, One Cool Dude. And, Bob, I know you put out your sheet today for Santa Anita, so let us know what your best plays are today, and let's get a pick from you. I think you're going to go to Santa Anita for your play.
Yeah, I am, John. Best plays for me were races 6, 8, and 10, all three of them on the turf today. I put $48 into the late pick 4, and I'm going to go to the 10th and final for my radio play. I like number 5, Invincible Molly. I thought she ran very well off the layoff last time. I liked her at 4.5-1. She had some traffic trouble, waited from about the 8th pole to the 16th. Once she got clear, I thought she finished best and probably was best in that race. I think she'll handle the downhill. Jeff Mullins and Hector Berrios, not a bad team. So radio play for me, race number 10. It's the 5, Invincible Molly, 4-1 on the morning line. Let's go ahead and take our first time out, John. When we come back, Bruce Finkelstein from Bet on Bruce. He's got it all to himself in the second segment. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA, home of Angels Baseball, and on the Angels radio app.
AM 830.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to dmtc.com or contact David Jerkins in the Del Mar Racing Office at 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and Win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, right now. Down at Old Del Mar.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, class, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud. Fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California Lead. Leading Sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry. Night at 510-928-4980 or log. Go on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch. Attention Inland Empire Racing fans, watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you.
Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you...
Franz Valentine and Private Jim in the Thor's Echo Stakes.
Thanks, John. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
We are doing great. I know you're keyed up for a day like this where you can go coast to coast. Let's first of all start by talking about Nisos, Bruce. He returns to Southern California. He's in the triple bend, a short field of five in there. He's the 3-5 favorite. Thought he'd be awful tough coming off that good comeback race at Churchill Downs.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit of a disappointment. I thought the race itself was a little ugly at the end. I know on the same card, Copian, the filly, ran faster for 7 furlongs than the boys did. I mean, Nisos trained about as well. I was watching him on XBTV prior to his comeback at Churchill. He could not have looked better in a couple of workouts, some of the best workouts I've seen in a long time. I mean, considering the wet track and the layoff, I guess it was an admirable effort. I'm just a little worried about strength of race. I just thought that race looked a little ugly. I would pick him to win today. I just think he's better. But, you know, I would consider maybe a backup with Dr. Venkman, who on his own right can really run and he can sprint. So I wouldn't single Nisosa. I'm a little bit leery there, but he definitely is the horse to beat.
Well, Bruce, also let's look at Churchill today. I know you've turned your attention there with that great card. We wanted to have you preview one of the stakes races going as the eighth on the card, and that's the Shawnee. The favorite is a horse that's joining the Peter Miller barn, Where's My Ring. She's 5-2, has had a good campaign this year. What'd you think of the race?
It's a difficult race, I'll tell you that. This is a tricky race. There's a lot of ways to go. You probably knock just about everybody in here to some extent or give them a shot in another way. The horse that kind of intrigued me, I don't know where she came up with that last race, is Jin Jin, the horse that won the double dog dare. I tried to say that a couple times. Second race off an 8.5-month layup. This is a horse that ran in the Kentucky Oaks, was in the Brad Cox barn. We know he's a great trainer. She didn't run a step against older runners at Fairgrounds. It was kind of early to run against older allowance horses. Back in mid-January, she switched trainers, went to Brendan Walsh, and she could not have looked better winning the double dog there. She laid up close. She just obliterated the field late. She's a stakes winner. She's won in the past at Aqueduct Stakes. She's also a winner over this track. If you can kind of forgive that race two back, I think off of her last race, she rates a look. She's 7-2. Where's My Ring? You mentioned the barn switch. I think it's significant going to Peter Miller, but she's not the most honest filly we've ever seen. She's had some big wins in the Gazelle and other races where she's been up the track, but she's a must-use. And probably the most consistent runner in here would be Alpine Princess. If she gets back on a fast track today, which I think she prefers, if you take a look at her career, she also kind of has a versatile running style. She can sit a little off the pace. She's a nice price at 6-1. So really tight call between a few horses here. I would go 7, Jin Jin, 1, Where's My Ring, and 6, Alpine Princess.
John Lindo, what do you have for Bruce?
Well, Bruce, before we get a couple of radio plays from you, just want to find out what's the schedule for Bet on Bruce? Obviously, let's get what you have going today. And they've already drawn the first two cards at the Belmont Festival at Saratoga next Wednesday and Thursday. Those cards look fantastic. So what is the Bet on Bruce schedule coming up?
So for today, it's Santa Anita and Churchill. That's pretty much the menu for us. We'll do a combo platter there on the full card at Santa Anita. Last six races at Churchill, audio included, best bets also at Santa Anita. The upcoming week at Saratoga/Belmont, we'll be covering every day. So starting on Wednesday, we'll do at least the last half of the card Wednesday through Friday for Belmont. So we'll have coverage those days. And then for Belmont Saturday, we'll have the entire card for you on Belmont Saturday. We'll have that available on Friday evening. So lots of great action. Looking back at last year, you know, I wasn't sure what we were going to get at Saratoga. It was better than we've seen at Belmont Park. The quality of racing that week was spectacular. So I'm looking forward to it again. A lot of great racing coming up starting on Wednesday.
And let's get a couple of radio plays. You want to start at Churchill Downs?
Yeah, let's start at Churchill Downs. I'm not going to give you a big price here, but in this late sequence, I think there is a standout. Not at a huge price. Let's go to the finale, the Regret Stakes. And I like the 7. I like Flavian Pratt on Lush Lips, the 7.
We got a scratch there, Bruce.
Let me stop you there.
Oh, yep. She scratched there. Wow.
We got a scratch,
okay.
Yeah.
That kind of eliminates that. All right, let's, you know who kind of interests me? Let's go back. Let's go to the 10th race. You gave the late scratch. I think there was a key late scratch at Most Wanted. Took a little pace out of the race. Antiquarian, I thought. I mean, I think he's a crazy morning line to begin with at 15-1. It's a quality horse, lightly raced, won the Peter Pan Stakes last year at Aqueduct as a 3-year-old. I really liked his comeback win at Gulfstream Park. He's, even though he's not a dead speed horse, he was forced to show speed. He was kind of ridden along, and he drew off. He didn't look like a sprinter the way he ran. He looked like a route horse that just had been showing speed last time out, but I think he should go even better. He's won at this mile and eighth distance, and now with the scratch of Most Wanted, there's not that much pace. I think the horse on the inside's got a little speed, Alexander Helios, but nothing that tremendous. I think Antiquarian will be in the mix early, and he should take a big step forward, second off the layoff, off a big comeback. Race 10, the 3 Antiquarian, forget the 15-1 on the morning line, nowhere near. We'll get somewhere probably in the 4-1 range, I would think.
And Bruce, let's come to Santa Anita and make your second radio play.
Let's go with a pace play in race 6. What I think is a pace play in race 6. A mile and eighth, on the grass here. The 4-horse Berry Valley, I'm very familiar with. Used to, you know, obviously handicap Northern California. She got off to a great start in her career. She shipped to Southern California and has been in turf sprints with some success. She ran a decent second last time out. She's got some early speed. She's not super quick of late, but she's got some natural early speed if you look early in her career. This is a race begging for a front runner or for someone to be up close here, and I think she fits that bill. Kyle Frey is very aggressive. He's a smart rider. I think if he can get Berry Valley into this race early, even better. She's got even a better chance here. So let's go with the sprinter stretching out. Race 6, the 4, Berry Valley listed at 7-2 on the morning line.
Berry Valley, race 6. That's the 4-horse for Bruce Finkelstein. And tell us what's available today, Bruce, at betonbruce.com.
Full card analysis at Santa Anita. We got the Pick 6 carryover today with the last 6 races from Churchill Downs. Great card there. Audio included, and also best bets at Santa Anita with audio, all at betonbruce.com.
Very good. Thank you, Bruce. Have a great day. We'll talk next week. And when we come back from this break, it's going to be John Hardoon and Scott Shapiro. You're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA, home of Angels Baseball, and also listen on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com. Or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gas Lamp Tavern. See you at the Gas Lamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered.
Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the Ed Burke Million Futurity Final on Father's Day, Sunday night, June 15th. Stars were born on the night of the trials, led by the record-setting freshman Accelerated and the unbeaten fastest qualifier Shiny New. It's a full lineup of the best juveniles in California. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Remember, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Bessel's Club reservations on Belmont Stakes Day, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. This edition of the Belmont Stakes could be one for the ages. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. We're all about the horse players.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, Bob Ike, John Lindo. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, and let's bring in John Hardoon right now from the Ragas and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Doing well. Now, you've got no racing in New York until Wednesday, but you have a horse that you're going to have big interest in for that opening day card, and that's Mama's Gold. You own part of it, and that's the Commentator Stakes opening day at Saratoga.
Yeah, very exciting to be able to run a horse this week, especially, you know, if you care about Saratoga and you live up here all year round, well, it's kind of a big deal, and the horse is doing well, he's training well, and hopefully he feels like running that day because he's got a mind of his own. But he does have legitimate excuses in his last couple of races, so we'll give him another shot.
Hey, John, wanted you to preview a stakes race today at Churchill. It's the 11th and final, the Regret Stakes. Big scratch in there of number 7, Lush Lips. How'd you see that race?
It is a big scratch, especially if you didn't like him, and he would have been certainly one of the choices. I think the favorite in that Classic Q is going to be very tough to beat, especially with Lush Lips out now. I would look for some value and maybe try to get the 3-horse in there, a Terradora. That horse is listed at 20-1 on the morning line, but obviously will be a lot shorter with the scratch of Lush Lips. But I think Classic Q is the way to go. If you're looking for a single, that's your single. If you're looking for exacta hookups, make sure you include the 3 at Tadora.
John Lindo, what do you have for Mr. Hardoon?
Well, John, we'll probably try and get a selection or two from you. Just want to, what is the vibe like at Saratoga? This is the second year we're having this festival, the Belmont Festival at Saratoga. I thought last year was spectacular. As the horses and everybody else are getting ready, how's the town? Is it coming alive?
It's hopping, but I have to tell you, John, it has not stopped raining, and it is absolutely pouring now. Thank God they're not running today because there will be no turf and a lot of scratches. The weather's, by the way, supposed to be beautiful, so hopefully it clears up. Not too many complaints. What really annoys people the most is you can't use any cash at the track, only to gamble. You know, if you want to buy a program or buy a hot dog or a slice of pizza, well, no cash allowed. Cash is only allowed at the betting windows. Figure that out. This is a racetrack.
No cash at a racetrack. I never thought I'd ever hear anybody say that before.
Could you imagine? You win a race, you want to buy a round of drinks for some people, no cash, sorry. Crazy thing, but that's what it is.
It's a different world, my friend. Well, let's get a play from you today. I'm assuming that I know you have Churchill Downs in Santa Anita. I don't know if you did Gulfstream Park as well, but where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Okay, so we're going to go to Churchill, look at race number 9. And by the way, they have a terrific, you know, all those great stake races. The 9th race today is a 1/16. It's the Arlington Stakes. And I like the number 6 horse in here, Call Protection. This is a 4-year-old colt from the Mike Maker barn. Rider switch today to Jose or Irod Ortiz. This horse is in the best racing shape of his career. He goes for win start third consecutive win. His last race, he won over Churchill. The horse is listed at 8-1 on the morning line. I think the horse will probably be a lot shorter than that, but I like number 6, Call Protection, to make it 3 in a row and win today's 9th race out of Churchill Downs.
And, John, are you going to come to Santa Anita for your second play?
I guess so, yeah. There's a Pixit Ferry over, as you guys mentioned. So let's look at the 5th race today, and it's the start of the Pick 6. And I like the number 1 horse in here, the Gypsy Cowboy. This is a 3-year-old gelding from Steve Knappbarn. Tyler Bays, who's been off to a slow start at the meet, did have 2 wins yesterday, so maybe he's getting some confidence back, and maybe he's looking to turn the meet around. Number 1, the Gypsy Cowboy, 9-2 on the morning line with Tyler Bays aboard to ride, wins today's 5th race out at Santa Anita.
Tell us what's available today at the website, John.
JONHRDOON.com. 3 base plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Churchill and Santa Anita selections. Saratoga, obviously, the whole week, along with what other tracks we do from out of town. But Saratoga opens Wednesday. Selections will be up Tuesday morning for Wednesday's opening day card out at Saratoga.
Very good. Get off to a good start there. We'll talk to you on Saturday, and that'll be day 4 of the festival up there. So looking forward to that, John. Have a great week. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
Let's bring in Scott Shapiro. He's been doing work for ExpressBet and DRF. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How are you guys today?
We're doing great. I know you were up at app early, and Adam on Twitter today, or X, and you did one of your own. And if you didn't call it the Shappy Hour, I don't think, but you had a space up there, and you did some preview of the big race card today at Churchill. So first of all, what do you have up at ExpressBet today?
Yes, I did. It's always Shappy Hour, first and foremost.
Okay, good. I was worried.
It's hard to brand it the way they have the spaces. I'd love to use the image, but really, I don't think I can unless I'm too inept. But, yeah, real good card there at ExpressBet today. I've got a late pick. There's a late pick 4 promo, rewards points, $3 million up for grabs. That's good cash. And that's on ExpressBet. I have a blog up on that analyzing those 4 races. And I also have a blog up tomorrow. I know you took a quick peek and mentioned to me that it's a pretty quality card tomorrow. Some scratches of today's runners running in some allowances there. So 2 good days of racing at Churchill, and I'll have coverage up on my ExpressBet blog on both.
Very good. We wanted to preview the 6th race today, the Aristides Stakes. A very, very fast horse in there named Skelly is the 7-5 favorite. How'd you see that one?
Well, he did benefit a little bit, he being Skelly, with the scratch of the inside horse, Champlin, who I thought was going to be the one that was going to be able to keep him very honest. But, you know, Skelly's a horse that takes a lot of money. He's buried and run very fast at Oaklawn Park against lesser competition. But he still runs fast, but he hasn't been the same when he runs elsewhere against better competition. So I think he's worth taking a swing against today. World record is the one that I think that'll take the most money against him, and I get it. I'm a little concerned with whether he can settle off a horse like Skelly and still finish, but he might be the one to beat, in my opinion. He's run well at Churchill, comes off the win on Derby week. But I like number 3, Giant Mischief, a little bit. This is a horse I like at a big price in the Churchill bound. It didn't go well. That was against Grade 1 Company in the slop when he was sent really aggressively by jockey Manny Franco. I don't think he's going to get sent aggressively here. Obviously, Skelly in there, I think he's going to be more than happy to sit just a bit off the pace. He gets Irad Ortiz, and he gets some class relief. So I like number 3, Giant Mischief, over number 7, World Record, to beat Skelly in the Aristides.
Hey, John, Shapper gave us an impressive maiden winner at Churchill last week. In fact, that's his name, Fact, and he was fast and good. John Lindo, why don't you make it 2 weeks in a row from Mr. Shapiro?
Yeah, apparently Scott told everybody he knew that horse just got pummeled in the wagering. But you know what? Everybody cashed. Everybody's happy. So, Scott, let's get an official radio play from you today. And let's hope that the CAW guys don't jump in as well.
Geez, I mean, I'm not afraid to give out favorites here and there. But, you know, 3-5 was a lot less than I expected. But at least he lived up to it. It would have been very embarrassing if he did not. I'm going to go to race 5 today, where I'm hoping this horse does not go off that low. 5-2 morning line. But I think there's some other competition in here for number six, Clico, in this first level allowance event, race five, mile and a 16th for three-year-old fillies. Clico debuted at Gulfstream on March 1st, had a really tough trip that day and gave way, but was hammered down to even money favoritism. And then I think we saw why at Keeneland last out. Just dominant effort. She's bred to go two turns on both sides, and she's going to get it today. She gets Irad Ortiz. I think she's going to sit just off the pace. And I really think this is a filly that if she takes to the two turns, I think she could be a monster moving forward. So we'll see if I'm right about number six, Clico, 5-2 on the line, race five at Churchill.
Have a great day, buddy. Cash some tickets this weekend, and we will talk to you again next Saturday.
All right. Good stuff. Good luck, guys.
All right. That was Scott Shapiro. And, John, before we break, let's mention today is the George Wolfe Award presentation out at Santa Anita, and it's going to a guy named Kendrick Carmouche. Seems like a really good guy. Saw him interviewed on FanDuel yesterday. He's a native of Vinton, Louisiana. Has ridden all over the country. Made his chops, I guess, at Parks, and has won over 4,000 races. He's greatly respected. So, John, I think this is a real good George Wolfe Award selection in Kendrick Carmouche.
And he's got a couple of mounts today. He rides the first race for Bob S. Jr. with Father DeLay. He also rides later on in the card. I'm trying to find where. Oh, there he is on Toppers at Seaside in the fifth race. So good to see him in the saddle and receive an award that is voted on by your peers. That always means something extra special.
Let's take our final time out. When we come back, Toby Callett and Michael Rona. That's the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA, home of Angels Baseball.
Radio.
AM 830.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on, Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins in the Del Mar Racing Office at 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and Win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, right now, down at Old Del Mar.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Welcome back. Final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And John, don't forget, if you're going to play the Saratoga Festival, the Belmont Festival this week, bet the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga with Naira Bets. Use promo code SADDLE25 to get a $25 free bet and a $200 deposit match bonus. Sign up now at NairaBets.com/saddle25 and claim your free $25 Belmont bet today. And John, if you can't be on track today, how about a few simulcast options?
Well, if you're down by me in San Diego, you can go to the Paddock on 5th and the Gas Lab Tavern. That's at 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. Up in San Clemente, always the OC Tavern there, 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. And where you're going tomorrow, how about the Derby Room at Fairflex Park?
Always a solid play. I was there last week, and John, I had a breakfast burrito that you couldn't believe. I almost had to wrap it up and bring it home. There was so much food. Always a great time out at the Derby Room. Let's bring in Toby Callett from Toby's Turf Club. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob, I wanted to mention or follow up. I enjoyed your theory on the Preakness in Belmont. Everybody that was within earshot before they ever ran the Derby, they were talking about this horse and that horse. And when they mentioned Sovereignty, I said, I would take a decent price right now, win or lose. He won't run in the Preakness. And I had your idea maybe five or six down the line. But the way that you stated it, it has a little more to it than I would have thought it at first glance.
I appreciate that, Toby. Hey, we've got the 2-year-old starting up and looking at the Gulfstream Barns to watch. Kind of who should we be looking for that does well with the 2-year-olds down in South Florida?
Well, the guy that you'd be familiar with from years back, Patrick Biancone, has some nice juveniles. Safi Joseph is always someone to watch. Carlos David is another guy that has some goodies. Jose D'Angelo is always someone to watch. Antonio Sano, those would be the guys, historically and apparently so far this year that have some nice juveniles.
John Lindo, let's get a play. Jump on in and get one from Toby.
Yeah, good morning, Toby. You're not limited to Gulfstream Park. You can go anywhere you want to go today. Where do you want to play for the radio?
Well, believe it or not, they've got two overnight stakes today that are a bit tantalizing. The sixth race, I like the 7. Her name is Wynn, and you're in. She dominated the 2-year-old stakes last year until the finale when they went around 2 turns. That's not her style. Open outside post. 7/125 to get live in the sixth. And in the 11th, if they run on the grass, I like the 2, Lady Cha-Cha. If they come off, because it is raining though right now, if they come off, I'm looking at the 1, Dancing in Dixie, as the synthetic selection in there.
Toby, thank you very much. Enjoy your weekend, and we will check in with you again next Saturday.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
That was Toby Kalt. Let's get down to Los Alamitos and check in with Michael Rona. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, give us a quick recap on those Ed Burke Millions trials. I know some fast times, and you were impressed with some of those horses that qualified.
There were a dozen trials last Sunday night to the first Grade 1 $1 million futurity of the year. And The remarkable thing is that 8 of the 10 qualifiers were in the final 4 trials of the night, and there was no wind or other prevailing conditions to speak of. If anything, typically it goes the other way. It can be harder to qualify later in the night. So this seemed an anomaly, and perhaps we need to upgrade Dudar Cartel, who won the second race of the night, the only horse from the first half of the program to make it into the final, which will be on Father's Day. The fastest trial win came in the finale, the 12th race, a horse called Shiny New, who was absolutely brilliant, trained by Valentin Zamudio, who won the Ed Burke Million Futurity with Golden Boy 4 years ago. That horse is now at stud. And this horse is from the first crop of a sire called MP Shining, will be the first graded stakes finalist for that sire. And the dam is the 2015 national champion mare, Quirky. So Shiny New posted the fastest time. There were other very impressive performances. They're the highest-priced yearling ever sold at the Los Alamitos equine sale is named Accelerated, and he gave what seemingly was an impossible start to two other terrific two-year-olds, French Valley and Cheat Sheet, somehow got into a three-way photo and got the nose in front to win. That was a thrilling contest. All three of those go into the final. Viper was another fast qualifier, as was Jess I'm Worth It. So the race is absolutely loaded with talent, and we look forward to it in 2 weekends from now.
John Lindo, what do you have for Michael?
Well, Michael, we've got a 9-race card tonight. Your first post time is at 6:15, and you have to get me out of the damage I do during the day. So let's get a winner tonight at Los Alamitos.
Okay, John, well, race 4 is a 1,000-yard condition claiming race for fillies and mares. I like where Coruscation is drawn out in post position 7. Had the rail last time out and a difficult prep. And I remember some time ago her trainer Jesus Uranga commenting that Coruscation resents the inside post positions. It's far more effective and comfortable drawn out wide. So she gets that scenario today. She also is renewed with jockey Adrian Escobedo, who is the jockey to win on her most recently. In fact, he's won her last 2 victories, hasn't been up for about 6 or 7 races. So combination of the wide gate and Escobedo makes me think that 7-2 is a decent play for Coruscation. The race should pan out favorably for her, number 7 in race 4. By the way, huge racing at Remington Park today. All stakes program, which Los Alamitos will import and simulcast in full starting at 3 o'clock Pacific. There's $1 million grade 1 futurity at the end of their card, and a big race for older horses, including Shaker's No Secret, who was 3rd in the Champion of Champions last December, and Unrelentless, who won the Brad McKenzie Winter Championship at Los Al in February. So check out the simulcast action from Remington today and tonight.
Very good, Michael. Appreciate that rundown. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you again next Saturday.
Good on you, Bob. Haru.
All right. Well, John, thank you for co-hosting. Great job by Elise Insides. Mike Willman, he's here tomorrow from 8 to 10. Stay tuned for Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. Have a great day at the races. Cash some tickets. We will talk to you again next Saturday.
Rival nations. It's a primitive.